Hello everyone, let me try to get myself in camera a little more. Okay, how is everyone doing? So I'm again testing out the video podcast. My main thought for today, which I posted it on Instagram yesterday, and I wrote this down to myself actually a few months ago, which says, don't allow my situation to dictate my attitude. And I really needed to hear and digest that message. And I listen to certain people, and I try to keep my ears open in terms of just taking in information that can help me, or things that I really need to hear, just keeping my ears open. And I even forgot the message that I was listening to, but that's what I wrote down. It's just, don't let my situation dictate my attitude. And it's something that it was just really bad to the point where it was just things with the studio, just things in my life in general, investments I was making to push my career ahead and just not getting a return on investments. And I guess overall just the grind of everything, going to work in the morning. I have my 8-to-5 job, and then coming home in the evening and working on studio projects. And it's just turned into it's a huge responsibility, and there were certain things that I needed to change drastically. And so coming into this year, I knew, you know, there was something that needed to change, because I just started reflecting, looking at my own attitude and how frustrated I was getting. I started becoming short-tempered with people and just not really behaving like myself. And so I definitely started changing some things. And then on top of that, last month I was sick for about 2 weeks. And it just got to the point where I knew I couldn't transition smoothly. But I knew, first of all, that my day job, I needed to change it. And so I left the job that I was on, and I was hoping to, if I did leave that job, that I would have something already set up, you know, to go to. And that didn't happen. But interesting enough, normally that's not a situation I would like to get into, going from one job and not having something, you know, immediately to go to next, because my day job really supports my studio projects. And so I've been working at this for years, and so that was scary for me, but it was also necessary. And you know, honestly, I woke up that morning and I just asked, head still on the pillow, I wasn't feeling great, my COVID tests were coming back inconclusive. So the facility was emailing me about that, because they were like, well, we don't know whether you do or don't have COVID. But this is all in the beginning of February. So I was just in a rough place, I guess mentally and emotionally, as well as physically. I was just in a rough place. And I'm just laying there when I woke up that morning and I asked the Lord, I was just like, what is it that you want me to do? And there was nothing, there's like, anytime I come with a question like that, right? There is no audible voice, right? Like the clouds parting, you hear this, this voice, right? But my phone was next to me. I don't know how in the world, like I just fell asleep without turning everything off and everything. So my phone is next to me. I get on Instagram and the first post that I see is from Joyce Meyer, and just no lie. She has a reel up that morning and she says something like, a lot of times people ask me, how do you know what God wants you to do? And her advice, she was like, I just tell them, well, you got to go and go try and go see what happens. And if you end up making a mistake, God will take care of you, right? Whatever mistakes we make in life is like, okay, you try something, you fail at something, you pick up the pieces and you keep moving on, right? And that's the first thing I saw when I opened up the Instagram on my phone. So I'm thinking, okay. So I called my employer and I basically let them know that, okay, it's time for me to walk away, because I've been getting sick more often. And at the same time, I had reached a point on that particular job where it's like I had hit the ceiling several months earlier. There was no more growth for me, and I felt like I needed to improve on my work environment, among other things. And really, that was the foundation of what was affecting my attitude, right? And so, and of course, at like middle of last year, my attitude started trending downwards. And I basically thought to myself, you know what? Even though my situation isn't changing, I'm going to approach this with the best attitude I possibly can. And that was in the summer of last year. By the time December came, I realized that there was no improving from this. My attitudes just took a dive, and I thought, you know what? Now I'm at the point where there's nothing else for me to learn from where I'm at. It's just time for me to move on. And I had been trying to, you know, apply for different jobs and things like that. And it's like no callbacks, no anything, right? And I had been doing that since like spring 2022, right? Just periodically sending my resume out, trying to get, you know, someplace else to go to, and like nothing, right? So again, the beginning of last month, I'm again sick for about 2 weeks. And it got to the point where it was like, I was just done. I was just done. And so I called, told them I'm leaving, and I hung up the phone. And I thought to myself, okay, I'm in the position where I'm in the position I was trying to avoid the entire time, which was leaving my current day job, working on my studio projects, but then not having the day job to sort of fund everything that I wanted to do. And again, like I said, after I listened to the message from Joyce Meyer, I still felt, I had a peace about it. Like this was like a necessary thing of where my foundation had to be broken up. And that's one thing that I've learned over the years, is that when certain things happen that are negative, it doesn't mean it's negative in a really bad way. Or like leaving my job on the surface would look negative, but over the years, like I said, I've learned that God will come into your life and actually start breaking up the foundation And all of a sudden, something that was very stable becomes unstable, unpredictable, and like pieces just start falling apart. But at this point in my life and on this journey, I recognize that that's what this was. It was just God coming in and saying, okay, it's time for you to move. And instead of having some place to go with certainty, I was going to have to just take that leap of faith and try again. And of course, I'm thinking to myself, I've been trying, like sending my application out, my resume out for months, and I wasn't getting anything. So sent my resume out. That afternoon, I had found a particular job that stuck out to me. Sent my resume out about noontime, somewhere in there. And like no joke, 2 days later, I was already taking my background, filling out the paperwork for the background check, drug test, all that type of thing, right? And going into the new job, I was getting a pay increase. And I'm like, okay, this is around about where I wanted to or expected to go, right? So it was definitely a step in the right direction. So I would say 3 days later, they hired me. And then that Friday, a rep called me on the phone and she said, yes, we know that you're new, but we really want you to stay. And so they gave me another bump up in pay. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. Like I had didn't start the job yet, didn't really know what I was going to be doing. But the base of the job, the foundation of the job is data entry. That's really what I do in the daytime is data entry. So yeah, and that was more than they gave me more than I expected, which was great. But I wasn't like really enthusiastic or excited because it's like, okay, what's my responsibilities and everything, right? So this is going into my third week on the new job now. The first 2-3 days it was crazy, but again, where I'm at in my journey, like when I was younger, I would have got scared away from the job and say, oh my gosh, I can't do this. There's too many things that I have to pick up. And when I was younger, I would just say, oh, I can't do this. And I would just quit. I would just flat out quit and try something else, right? So my first day, I get there in the morning and there's just, I have to learn new software and new procedures. And then there's all these people. And then where I'm at, as far as my role in the job, I have to get my job right because then I'm sending the project on to other people. And it's just like a domino effect, right? So if I get my part wrong, then it's just a domino effect of people coming back to me. And it's like, oh, this is not right. This is not right. This is not right. So it was, like I said, the first 2 days, 2.5, 3 days, somewhere in there, I was just intimidated. Mentally, I was exhausted. But I told myself, you know what? It's going to be a challenge until I figure out what I'm doing and I get into a rhythm of what I'm doing. And I would say with that first week, I started on that Tuesday. I would say by Friday, I started to get my feet under me and understand what was going on. And like I say, today is the beginning of my third week on the job. And it's just night and day compared to my previous job, right? It's a Fortune 500 company. There's no time clock. You don't clock in and out. most of the people, because I'm on the second floor, most of the people on my floor are working from home. So there's like cubicles everywhere. And the company I'm coming from was a lot smaller. And everyone was just the atmosphere, the work environment, I would say the vibe, it was just completely different, right? This place where I'm at now has to be the most laid back place I've ever been, I've ever worked at, and I've worked quite a few jobs, right? So my supervisor, she's like a project manager, and I'm basically her assistant. And she's giving me all the stuff that she doesn't have time to do. And I guess the best compliment I've been getting is that I'm picking up on things pretty well. But it was funny though. The first day, like I said, it was rough. When I came back from lunch, it was almost like people in the office were applauding. And I'm looking around like, what's going on? And they say most of the time they've had new employees come in, they go to lunch, and they don't come back. Whether it's they're bored or they are frustrated from not understanding what was going on. They said some people will say, well, this is not really what I signed up for. Because my role at this point is really not data entry. It's more, I'm an assistant to a manager. And so she's teaching me everything that she knows, or at least she's trying to. And she's been here, she's been on the job for well over 10 years, right? So it's just a lot of things that she's throwing at me. And then finally last week she said, I guess it was Thursday last week, which was like the end of my second week. She sent me a message because she's working from home as well. And we're just on a team. It's not Zoom, but it's something like that from Microsoft. So she's like, okay, I'm throwing a lot of stuff at you, but she just reassured me that I'm catching on and I'm doing better and better as I go. And that really helped me. But again, the first few days, going back to my original point, the situation didn't look good at all because I was messing things up and I was getting things wrong, and there was a bunch of stuff I didn't understand, and people had to repeat things to you, and people don't have the patience to repeat things to you. And it's just like, okay. Situation doesn't look great right now, but I kept telling myself, make it through the beginning parts of it and learning everything, and then once you get it, you'll get it, right? So once everybody started figuring out that I was catching on, my direct manager started working from home again. The person working with her, she started working from home again. And so now I come into the office and it's like kind of sort of a ghost town. More than half of the department is not in the office. I don't even know how many floors is with this company, but it's just completely different. So now when I come home in the evening, I'm not exhausted more mentally than physically, right? I'm not exhausted mentally. I'm not exhausted emotionally. I'm just not exhausted. You know, it's just like so much weight off of me. And I spent more time in the past week, probably than I have in the past few months as far as working on new projects. And then thinking about, okay, writing I definitely have to get back into that. And just looking at where I want my studio work to go for this year. And so I'm getting back into my groove. And it's just like, I didn't realize from the place where I'm coming from, as far as working, I didn't realize how much energy it was taking out of me. Cause it wasn't like I was sweating down and out. It was different in quite a few ways. I didn't realize how much it was taking out of me, just like mentally, emotionally. And I started talking to God and saying, like, I think that's the heart of the problem, is where I'm at. The environment is taking too much out of me. And so if you guys don't take anything from this, if your attitude has declined, you have to look at your environment, like where you are. Look at how it's affecting you, right? At least put it on a list of things what it can possibly be of what's going wrong. So you have to be in the right environment, because I'm working full time, 40 hours a week on my day job, and then I'm coming home working on projects. And if within that 40 hours I'm not in a good space mentally, emotionally, and sometimes physically, when I get home in the evening time, I'm not going to want to do anything. It's going to be a push to do anything, right? And so I'm thankful that the page has turned. I'm in a new chapter, and it's still awkward to me, because like I said in the beginning, it's just the feel of everything is night and day, you know. And I can kind of look back and see, okay, this is what was going wrong, working with where I was to where I am right now. Now, not really a downside, but now I'm back with square one, going through my 90-day probation, all that type of stuff. But in the meantime, salary's better, work environment's better, potential opportunities is better. And so now going into this week, I'm telling myself, okay, the more that I can take in and understand, the more opportunities they'll give me and the more projects they'll give me, because they'll say, okay, this person can handle it, right? And then that'll lead to somewhere, right? And then when I come home in the evening, it's really about setting aside a schedule of, okay, for example, Monday, come home, work on this photography project, or work on the screenplay, or work on the poetry, or work on the children's book series. There's just so much stuff in my head that it's hard for me to just come home in the evening and just lock in and focus on this one thing, right? But it's easier for me to do that now. You know, it's easier for me to do that now. So I'm very thankful for that. Being sick last month and being out of work for 2 weeks before I actually left the job, that did throw me off, right? But again, which is opposite from my earlier days, I managed my resources to the point where it's like, okay, I can maneuver things around, and then come next month, April, I'll probably be ahead of where I would usually be. So yeah, I just think keep going. you know, you have to keep going, just keep going. Especially when things don't look great and don't look like they're moving forward, and you try things, you try this, try this, try this, try this. You're trying all these things and nothing's really coming through or going the way that you want. You really have to keep going, despite all of that. And there's no logic to it. It's just you have to go through that tough time, that hard time. And it could be a season that lasts for several months, if not years. You just have to go through it. And through all of that, you learn lessons along the way that you need to know to help you get to the next point. And like I said earlier, once you get into, you get to a place where you can't grow anymore and you can't progress anymore, then you really have to say, okay, I've gotten everything I'm supposed to get out of this particular place. And then you move on to something else. And then specifically with the studio, I looked at, well, I'm in the process of actually filing my taxes, but I had to collect all the information. So I'm looking at, well, I looked at all of my expenses and I started just crossing stuff out. This didn't work. This is not working. This is not working. This is working. I can keep this. This is working. Keep this. This is working. Keep this. Everything that's not working, cut those accounts off. Don't invest any more resources into it, whether it's time, whether it's money. Don't put anything else into it. Move on to something else, right? Or if it's something that, oh, this looks really nice and shiny, but I'm really not spending any time over there at all, get rid of that as well. So the first couple of months of this year was just taking inventory of what's working, what's not working. If it's not working, let it go. Let it go. Because all it's doing is taking up more resources that can be more, you know, effective or put to good use elsewhere. So I definitely have to be more efficient, right? Yeah. And even when it's a gallery opportunity, right? Or I get emails saying you can show your work here. It only costs $300 here, $400 here, $700 here. I've tried a bunch of stuff, right? And I've thrown hundreds, thousands of dollars at what I want to do. If there's no return on investment, you have to let it go and find out what's more effective. Otherwise, the galleries or the publications, they're getting hundreds and thousands of dollars, but what are you getting as the creative? Like, what are you getting out of it? And if you're not getting anything out of it, don't keep throwing money at that. And so this year I found myself turning people and opportunities down because I'm like, okay, we're rehashing the same thing that has not worked before. And it's like, I'm not going in that direction again. And so it's basically changing my approach with what I'm doing. My goals are exactly the same. But I have to approach it in a different way now that's not just using up time and resources, because it turns into you're just running on this hamster wheel and you're running. I'm busy. And then you get exhausted, you get burned out. But where have you gotten to, you know, in terms of progress? You haven't gotten anywhere. You're just running on that wheel. So No, I gotta get off the hamster wheel. I really, really do. So, a couple of the social media accounts, I closed them. I let those go. And I'm looking at a few more to see whether or not I want to keep them. And I definitely want to spend more time with creating, with writing, because that's just more effective. Like it helps the studio out a lot more when I'm just making things, creating things. So that's my thought. That's my thought. But again, just monitor your attitude. And if your attitude's in a bad place, take inventory. Take time to be reflective, look in the mirror, really ask yourself what's wrong. What's at the heart of what's going on? What's getting you frustrated or upset or impatient or whatever? Get down to the heart of what's going on. And that's just, you have to stop sometimes. Stop what you're doing and reflect and take inventory of your own heart, your mind, what's going on inside. And then go from there, you know. Totally off subject, but not really. The studio does not need a mascot. I'm not going to call this a mascot, but I posted on Instagram months ago this plush toy that I saw in Target, and I could not justify spending $35, $40 for a plush toy. Could not do it. But I took a photo of it and I posted it on Instagram, and I'm like, this thing is the cutest thing I've ever seen, right? So, but it's like, I'm not paying for it, because first of all, it's like, what am I going to do with it? And then I'm supposed to be have the money allocated towards entry fees and buying artist proofs and all this other stuff, right? And my aunt follows my work on Instagram, and she's just like, go get it. Like, you already took a picture of it. You already know that it's something that you want. Don't bother trying to justify the purchase. Just get it, right? And I'm like, no, I'm not getting it. So, gosh, 2 months went by, 3 months went by. Anyway, I was in Target, and let me grab it. This thing is bigger than I thought. This is him. Okay, so for those listening, this is a plush toy from the video game Super Mario 64. His official name is Bob Omb, and as you can tell from the back, it's like a wind-up bomb. If you play the video game, these little characters are bombs, but they have feet, and they would chase Mario around and explode. Yes, they are cute, but yes, in the game, they just chase after you and explode and try to do you harm. So that part is not good, but they're still adorable. So I saw it in Target months ago, and this past weekend, I saw it again. And I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to buy it. I have a whole bunch of other stuff to do with the resources, with the funds, but it's just like, you know what? I'm just going to buy it. And it was funny because I'm walking up to the cash, the checkout area, and all the little kids are like walking by like, oh my gosh. And it was particularly this little girl was, her mom had her up in the cart. So I'm walking by with this, and she just mouth dropped pointing at me, and her mom is like, oh, okay, stop. Don't point. And the girl is like, yes, I want one of those. But you know what? I took the last one off the shelf. So they're going to have to put them back in stock, because sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. But this particular day on Saturday, I took the last one. But now his foot is in the camera way. Anyway, I got him and I posed the question on Instagram, like, what should I name him? Charlotte Hoawther, she said, call him Bomberry. Right now I'm calling him Bombi. I don't know. But point being is that when I come home and I'm in a not a great mood and don't have a great attitude, I look at this little plush toy and I'm thinking, this thing is just the cutest, right? And just my mood, my attitude improves, right? So, and I don't need him all the time, right? But there are certain times when I come home and I'm tired and I'm exhausted or I'm cranky, and then I look at him and he's so cute, I'm like, okay, I can mellow out. Everything is going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. But again, like, when I sit him up on the desk, he basically takes up the entire side of the desk because he's kind of wide and kind of long. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with him. But anyway, yeah, they also had Pikachu plush toys. They had a Yoshi that I also liked, but he wasn't as big as this one. So I don't know. It's like I'm always focused on my goals, right? But then there's these moments where the little kid in me just jumps up and it's like, oh, I want that, right? And it's totally has nothing to do with where my focus is. It's just, I want that. And so I don't know. I would tell kids, like, as adults, we still have that little kid in us. And so we're, instead of being a parent arguing with your child, you're the adult arguing with yourself about what you should and should not buy right now. So yeah, it's, and I'm sure that everybody can relate to that. You're just in the store and you're arguing with yourself about why you should not buy a certain thing that you want. But yeah, I finally got a plush toy. I don't know. I got them. So yeah, anything and everything helps. And no, that's not like a Bible verse or something that comes to me. It's like, no, you get a really cute plush toy, like something that just grabs your attention and mellows you out. And you say, okay, I'm going to buy that and put that in the office or wherever, right? And it does help. I'm sorry, it does. It helps. Anyway, thank you guys for listening, and I hope that somewhere in all of the rambling you got something out of it. Since I didn't have a podcast last week, I have to think of something else to post for this week as well. So it'll be two coming out this week. Next subject, oh my gosh, it'll probably be kind of serious. It will be, probably. Like, what's just been on my mind, it'll probably be more on a serious end. But we'll see. So again, thank you all for listening. I am looking at improving the video, and also the microphone, so it's not taking up so much of the camera. So I looked up what I needed to buy as far as camera, different microphone, and improving the video like that. So yeah, but I figure right now I have to start somewhere, you know, and I'm going with this. So I got my iPad, which I'm using, and this is the Yeti, which is also really good, but it's just weird having this thing in camera. It's weird. So yeah, I just want to clean up my presentation of the other videos. But anyway, Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. And everybody have a great week. Take care.